Welcome to Dish Nation! Woo! Today.
All right, Hilaria Baldwin hit the alfombra roja last night, and we'll tell you all about it.
And you know it's not a show without another edition of Thirst Trapping with the Stars.
Hey. Also, Gwyneth Paltrow says that her ex-hubby is more like her brother. Yeah, well, Sherry is out, but Heidi and Frank will be with us a little bit later. But first up, Headcrack, what you got?
Okay, y'all, so Michael B. Jordan has been being blasted all over his new rum brand by his Caribbean massive. Now, MBJ has been accused of cultural appropriation for naming the rum brand Juve after the traditional Trinidadian annual street party that kicks off Carnival for the Culture. Michael's girlfriend, Lori Harvey, posted a pic of the rum from the launch party this past weekend, and the Caribbeans, including Nicki Minaj and all her alter egos, started waving their flags in protest.
Uh-oh.
Now, Nicki, who is Trinidadian, posted a message to her social media, and she said that she's sure that Michael wasn't aware of the event's cultural significance,
right.
But now that he's been made aware, change it.
How?
Yo, Mike heard all the shots being fired. He posted an apology to his social media saying that the name will be changed and that he looks forward to introducing a brand that we could all be proud of.
Mm.
She could go to hell. What's the name? What's wrong with Juve? He didn't name it Nick Gray. So what's the problem?
I mean, this thing is kind of like, you know, a cultural significance to the people of Trinidad. So, like, you know, we may not understand it, but if the people who like are from that are upset, you gotta respect it. Same way how Native Americans get mad when people wear headdresses. You know what I'm saying? Like we think we're like bigging them up, but they take offense, so you gotta respect it.
Let Gary name it.
Gary will name it Le Day.
All right, y'all. Speaking of cultural appropriation, Hilaria Baldwin, a.k.a. Hillary from Boston, hit the alfombra roja last night,
ooh,
y'all. Yes, she did.
What?
Alfombra roja means red carpet, Gary. She hit the red carpet. Yeah. And now Hillary has been laying low since getting caught lying about her Spanish heritage, but she not only showed up to support her hubby, Alec Baldwin, at the premiere for his movie, The Boss Baby Family Business, but she also showed up with her six Spanish children wearing their matching suits and ties, y'all. How cute is this picture, you guys?
So cute.
They just forget the name, honey. Now look at these kids, honey. They are all in suits. Portia and Headcrack, you are parents, honey. So can y'all imagine getting all y'all little six chilling dressed in suits?
Chilling.
No, Gary, it could be a nightmare because by the time you get one child dressed, the first one, like the youngest, usually like re-naked themselves.
Right.
Is that
what happens? Like it's a never-ending loop, man. Like, yo, but shout out to them. They got it together.
Okay, gang, it's time for another
Thirst Trapping with the Stars.
Okay, and let me let y'all know today that she ready. It's our girl Tiffany Haddish, y'all, and she is looking summertime fine, okay? The actress posted a sexy picture of her flexing her 40-pound weight loss in a colorful bikini, rocking platinum blonde hair with the caption, "Today is the second day of summer. Just thought you should know. Hashtag she ready." And yes, honey, she is looking good.
It's amazing.
What y'all think, y'all? Agreed. Is Tiff thirst trapping or is she just enjoying the summer breeze?
This was premeditated thirst trapping, okay?
Yeah.
She knew. And she lost this weight. She was gonna kill the internet with this picture. Like, look at her body.
Yes.
It looks sickening. Sickening.
I didn't know she was working with all that. She definitely trapping. I'm gonna call her Tiff with the GIF.
Yes, Tiff with the GIF.
This doesn't look like a thirst trap to me, y'all, because it's very classy and nothing screams thirsty. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's classy and not showing all the assy. She looks great.
Up next, honey, we have Dish Nation's thirstiest thirst trapping star.
I'm already clapping.
Girl, we can't stop talking about all these sexy pictures. Now listen,
Portia,
you lit Instagram, honey, on fire yesterday, baby, in the celebration of your 40th birthday.
You got
a bikini picture,
so
honey, with the pigtails, baby, was everything, honey. The simple caption, "Hello, 40. Hashtag birthday girl, y'all."
But I don't think it's thirst trapping because I gave you a sexy one and then I gave you a goofy one. So I gave you
Which one's the goofy one?
Well, It's kind of like when you're laying with your legs open a little bit, it's making people a little thirsty. So this is a thirst trap, P. Willie.
Them hawks got y'all drooling.
Yeah. I don't eat ham, but I would now. Okay, well, it looks like Ludacris is living the fast life, y'all. Literally. On a promo run for Fast and Furious 9, Luda talked to Ellen about being able to finally enjoy his home over the pandemic and how he's discovered things on his property he didn't even know that existed, y'all. Now, that is ballin'. Take a look.
Tell everybody what you've been doing there.
There is. So because of quarantine, this is probably the best property to quarantine at besides your house. Of course, I have like 22 acres of land. Finding things in my home and on my property that I never even knew were there. I actually have a tennis court, if you can believe it or not. I didn't even know that this was on this property.
Love it.
But y'all, Gary especially, do you believe Luda that he didn't even know he had a tennis court, or is he just bragging?
Listen, honey, Luda's from the damn hood. He knew he had a damn tennis court. You don't buy a house without knowing what you got on the property, honey. He knew he had one, but we're going to go ahead and let him make it, y'all, for the poor people upstairs. Yeah.
If y'all could build something like an extension of your home or something on your property, what would you build and why?
I would love a chicken coop in my backyard, because when we were in Louisiana, we had the chicken coops and all that stuff, and it just was nice to hear the roosters cuckoo in the morning. I would love to have a chicken coop.
Gary, you seem like you would be so damn irritated if you woke up to cuckoo, cuckoo. You feel like you're
Them chickens wouldn't last long.
Those chickens would be fried that day.
He could have ate them damn roosters. Well, I would love to see that bird wake him up. When I tell you, love it. Love it.
All right, y'all, honey. It's time to check in with Heidi and Frank. So, Franklin, darling, I hear Miss Gwyneth Paltrow has a new classification for her relationship with ex Chris Martin.
Yes, Gary. Gwyneth keeps talking about her ex Chris Martin, how their relationship is all good. So good, in fact, that during a recent interview, the actress said that her and Chris are not only family because they share children together, but she thinks of him more like a brother. Listen to this.
You are in close couple parenting with your ex-husband. Do you marvel that you have a 17-year-old daughter and a 15-year-old?
He was over here yesterday, and we just, like, looked at each other. We were like, how did this go by so quickly? It's wild. He's like my brother, you know? He's my family. I love him, and I'm so grateful to him.
Now, Heidi, you're from Indiana. Your ex is your brother.
That's true. I don't talk a whole lot about it, yes, but my first boyfriend and really only boyfriend, Joe, is my brother.
But, okay, of your exes, what do you think they would say? Finish the sentence. She's like my blank.
She said, If I could, I would erase you.
For me, I think that my exes would say he was my sex teacher. Swear to God this happened. Even Heidi has to confirm this because it's true.
I don't have to.
Ask my ex-girlfriend in college on the air what I was like in bed from a scale of 1 to 10. And Debbie said what, Heidi?
An 11.
An 11!
It actually hurts me to say that. That was back when you cared. Nah. And you kind of felt like her brother. Well, no matter how much your exes hate you, Frank, and they hate me, and mine hate me and don't know you, I love you.
You and my exes hate you. I don't even know you.
I love you, and I love all of you, and we're going to be right here with more Dish after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, guys, so could you imagine the show A Different World without the comedian Sinbad? Could you?
Hell no. He was the franchise.
Sinbad under the big red
guy. This show made me want to go to college. Well, take a look at how Sinbad almost didn't get the job until Bill Cosby saved him. Check it out.
I heard that they were looking for a comic to warm up the audience.
Wow.
I said, oh, yeah.
That's my lane.
I said, what's that? I never warmed up a studio audience, so I was lying. I lied to get the job. And I said, man, I did this show. I said, I did Magnum P.I.
Magnum P.I. doesn't have no warm-up.
And they were about to fire me right then. And Cosby said no.
Wow.
So he said, this man should be on TV. Hmm. And I said, well, you know, you could make that happen if you...
Word up.
And that's how I got on the show.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
Bill Cosby. Yeah, he needs to thank him, too. Bringing some serious in jail.
Well, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, Michelle. Well, HK, Sinbad lied and used a show that didn't have an audience, yo. Should you always research your lie before using it, especially for a job interview?
I mean,
absolutely. But you also have to fake it till you make it, right? So, right. Like, I mean, that just showed how good Sinbad was at improv and on the spot. And that's why he deserved to get the job he got.
I used to work for Apple One temp service. Shout out to y'all. Keep me employed, you know. But I used to work for them. Yes. And every time I would go for administration jobs. And when I tell you, I used to be like, yes, I know computers. I know A-plus computers. Get there. And they'd be like, can you make a chart? I'd be like, no. But I had the job. They'd be like, well, that's fine. We can teach you. I think I did the same thing on Dish Nation. I told y'all I could read and then got on here and had to learn the teleprompter.
Oh, yeah. That line is still coming up every day.
After 11 years, it looks like the Conan O'Brien show is coming to an end. But my man Conan wanted to leave on a high note. So he had Seth Rogen on the show.
Nice.
And, you know, Seth Rogen is a consummate smoker. He smokes professionally. And he decided to put one in the air with Seth and Conan. Check this out.
All right. Tell me, and then you just get right in there. Huh?
Okay.
When does this thing that's going to happen?
Well, we'll wait a few minutes and see how you feel, and then maybe you have a little bit more if you're still functional.
I'm driving a school bus in an hour.
Yeah, good.
Now, Gary, Conan's pretty much at the point in his career where he can smoke on TV. Do you think you could pull that off?
No, I have never put anything that potent in my mouth. I would never do that, honey. Especially on TV.
Lies.
No.
Lies. You used the wrong word. Lies.
I've heard you had a lot of joints in your mouth.
Well, you want to be strong, head crack.
Something about Gary gets me weird if he gets high. I'm not.
I bet you Gary's voice will get deep and he'll start telling you about man stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, I bet you Gary would be so cool to hang out with if he was high.
I know a lot about man stuff, but...
Because Gary is fun to hang around until he get petty. If he hit the blunt, he won't be petty. He'll be like, baby, what y'all doing tonight, baby? What we gonna do, Brad? All right, y'all, it's deal time! Woo! And we have got the perfect sleep experience for you. The two-pack Sensorpedic All Seasons reversible fiber bed pillows.
Yep, and since they're reversible, one side offers a breathable quilted fabric top that helps you stay cool, and the other side's hypoallergenic quilted Sherpa fleece that provides a heated softness.
And baby, let me tell y'all, honey, the plush fiber feeling, honey, cradles your head and neck for comfort and support. Now, no matter what your sleep style is, Brad, tell everybody how much this girl costs.
All right, you like to hear it? Here you go. This two-pack of pillows has been seen as high as $80, y'all. But listen up, Dish Nation fam. You get to get a whole two-pack for just $29. Hey. You know what to do. Just go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Did Justin Bieber, honey, make a fashion faux pas when meeting with the president of France? LA will tell you more about it right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, see what you guys think of this. Justin and Hailey Bieber, they were in France, and apparently they were just passing through. But, you know, just like normal people, you happen to be passing through France, and why not stop in and see the French president and his wife, huh? See if they'll take us in for dinner. French President Emmanuel Macron and his wife Brigitte visited with Justin and Hailey Bieber. Reportedly, they discussed issues related to youth. I want you to look at this picture, because imagine going to meet the president and his wife, and this is what you wear. I don't know. Maybe I'm getting older. I feel like it's not totally appropriate.
Hailey looks beautiful.
No, she looks good, Chewy, but she's like in this, you know, sexy dress, strappy heels. Justin Bieber's got, he's got a suit on, but he's got an open shirt, and he's got bright blue tennis shoes.
It's Nike's on.
I don't know. Wearing sneakers and dressing like this, Frank, do you think appropriate when you're meeting a world leader?
I think you have to look at who is wearing it. It's Justin Bieber. The fact that he has a jacket on. I mean, he's the guy who goes to a restaurant that's nice, they have to give him a jacket if a jacket's required.
Right.
Because he's just never seen in matching pants and suit jacket. I mean, that just doesn't happen. So the fact that he's got tennis shoes on and a collared shirt, I mean, this is formal for Justin Bieber.
This is effort.
He is trying to respect the president here. This isn't a diss. This is like the best he's ever dressed.
Justin's 27, Haley's 24. So, I mean, I think when you're in your 20s, you're like, oh my God, you would wear that. But I would feel silly at my age going, I'm going to meet a president of a first world country, and I'm going to wear that. I'd feel silly with what I'm wearing now to meet the president.
Well,
you should.
But, yeah. Frank, she looks great.
Unless she's meeting the president of the lumberjack union, then she's fine. All right, it's time for Ticket or Skip It.
All right, we got
it. Unfortunately for all the nice women named Karen, the name has become synonymous with problematic, often racist white women.
Yes.
And now these Karens of the world are the topic of an upcoming BET horror movie with Orange is the New Black Taryn Manning starring as, you guessed it,
ooh,
Karen. Take a look.
Tell me about your new neighbors. They're black. Do you mind keeping it down? If you don't comply, I'll tell the manager.
Somebody's taking home security serious.
Hi, I am Karen Drexler. I'm your neighbor. You need to be taking your trash cans off the curb right when the trash is picked up.
Just Taryn Manning's face. I mean, she's nailed Karen face.
Oh, 100%.
She's great.
This trailer gave me serious anxiety.
So what do you think? Take it or skip it?
I love Taryn Manning. That's my buddy. I'm on the ticket.
I do, too.
And I just love that this movie's on BET. So I hope all the Karens, you know, tune into BET and watch this film. Because it's about you and the way you are and the way you navigate through this world. So, yeah, take it all away.
Well, I might just skip it because I couldn't Karen less.
Hey! But I think it's our duty.
That's
we gotta watch
Frank
it.
Gets paid all the big bucks, more. You guys. All right, y'all, check it out. Our man Andrew Freund went on the Universal backlot to learn some fight sequences from the film Nobody out on Blu-ray and digital. So head over to DishNation.com to watch him kick some butt, y'all.
And did Sarah Paulson have an awkward encounter with a friend star? Can you guess which one? We're gonna tell you after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
All right, let me tell y'all that even A-listers get rejected, y'all. Mm-hmm, not just us, they do too. Mm. So Sarah Paulson told Jimmy Kimmel about the time she was turned down by a famous celeb at a makeout party in L.A. Take a look.
Carrie had this, and it was her idea to call it the makeout party. I didn't see anyone make out, but there was a hat with names in it, and you were supposed to make out with whomever you pulled out of the hat.
Really? Wow.
And Matthew Perry pulled my name out of the hat.
Wow.
And then promptly left the room. And I was like...
Matthew Perry drew Sarah Paulson.
Oh,
I would I would make it. Sarah Paulson, if you're watching, and I know we've corresponded a little bit on Instagram, I'll make out with you.
Can I watch? Not even try to be creepy. I just want to watch.
Sarah, I want to make out with you too, Sarah, but as Nurse Ratched.
Oh, yes.
You are the hottest.
Oh, my God.
Drake, if you were at a makeout party, which celeb name would you want to pull out, buddy?
For me, it wouldn't matter. It could be a male celebrity, female celebrity.
What?
Because
ooh,
I think it's just about the story at that point. It's a makeout party.
Okay.
It wasn't like we just started kissing because we were madly in love with each other. It's a makeout party. So if I pull out Gilbert Gottfried, and I'm like, you know what? He's amazing. He's an amazing kisser.
I got to tell you, Frank, I didn't expect it, but you are one hell of a kisser.
Right, exactly. It's a great story after that. I don't care who I'm kissing. I'm at the party.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.